The Lowdown, audio downloads for people who are long on ambition but short on time. The Lowdown, top tips for wannabe CEOs, written by Richard Charkin and presented by Lorelei King and Stephen Pacey. Hello and welcome to Top Tips for Wannabe CEOs, a guide for those who want to keep ahead of the game as they make their way up the career ladder to the very top. Here are some of the things we're going to talk about today. First, we'll be defining what a CEO is and discussing the rewards and responsibilities of the top job. We'll take you through a typical day for a publishing CEO. Then we'll talk about building foundations and getting started on the career ladder, including education and training. We'll move on to climbing that ladder and discuss what pitfalls to avoid as you advance, touching on allies and enemies, strategies, and office politics. We'll make some suggestions for getting to the very top and give you pointers on staying there. We'll recap with some key do's and don'ts. And finally, as a bonus, we'll be answering a few questions posed by people at the very top of their professions, such as best-selling author Jeffrey Archer and chief executive of the British Library, Lynn Brindley. Let's get started. First things first, what exactly is a CEO?
CEO, Chief Executive Officer, has different meanings in different companies and in different industries. In my view, the unifying theme is that a CEO is the person who's ultimately responsible to the shareholders to manage the investment that they made in the company. The role itself will be defined to some extent by the size of the company, its geographical location, the nature of its workforce, and its customer base. For instance, the CEO of Microsoft is probably very different from the CEO of the Royal Shakespeare Company. However, each of them is responsible to investors, to customers, to employees, to suppliers, and to business intermediaries.
That doesn't sound quite so glamorous, does it?
But that is the bottom line.
What does a CEO in publishing do, besides answering to the stakeholders?
Well, in order to answer to the stakeholders, you have to run a decent business. A decent business is one which fulfills its obligations to all involved with it. In publishing, this means authors, illustrators, designers, employees, distributors, printers, readers, and shareholders. Getting the balance right is not easy, but it's the board's job to help the CEO find that balance. So running a decent business in publishing, or I suspect in anything, is a matter of working with a board and helping it run efficiently. In many businesses, there are two boards. There's a governing board, which includes non-executive directors, and the CEO is a servant to that board. Then there's the executive board. The CEO is the leader of that board, and the CEO's job is to ensure that there is the right structure to do whatever needs doing, that there are the right people in the right jobs in that structure, that those people are properly motivated and indeed rewarded for success, not failure, and definitely not for mediocrity. Part of the CEO's role is to help identify strategy for the company. For example, are we going to become global or shall we return to our domestic roots? Shall we move into new technologies or stick to the knitting?
Meaning?
In other words, stick to what we know. Shall we go upmarket? Shall we go mass market? Shall we start completely new businesses or adjacent ones? The CEO is also responsible for business growth. Now, growth itself is not always essential, and indeed its pursuit has frequently led to disaster. However, standing still is rarely a successful strategy in business, and a static or declining business is unlikely to attract the best management. Growth might come from acquiring other companies, or it might come from developing new organic growth points. Both routes to growth will certainly cost the business money.